This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And we are going to have so much fun. No, we just, Chris, what sense does that conversation make that we just had, by the way? I'll get back to the news here in a second on the Jesse Kelly Show. But here's, no, let me set this up. Here in my portion of the studio where we are here, where I broadcast the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, the air conditioning has been cranked on high. Well, that's not fair. The air conditioning has been running on high exclusively for about a week now. It's 55 degrees in here and dropping. So we went over to the thermostat, as you can imagine, days ago and adjusted it to make it a little bit warmer in here. I run hot, so I don't mind it cold, but the temperature just keeps dropping. The air conditioning hasn't turned off at all. So I just, right before we came back from break, I told Chris, I think the air conditioning's broken in there. And he said, no, it's working. We haven't turned up to 85. It just won't turn off. I think me choosing the temperature and it not going to that temperature, isn't that the very definition of the air conditioning is broken? Chris, I believe that. Chris said, it's just working too well. You know what? Maybe that's fair. Maybe I'm looking to get force in the mouth. All right. Before we get to somebody pooping at a Hillary Clinton event, let's get to a couple of emails here. Remember, you can email the show. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions all can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hail Dictator Jesse. Well, with President Trump potentially being indicted and arrested in New York, wouldn't it make sense for both Trump and Heavy D to both lock arms and become a sanctuary state against political prosecution? New York has to ask Florida to extradite Trump. Heavy D can simply refuse it, just like New York refuses to cooperate with ICE in regard to illegal aliens. It's a win-win for Trump and Heavy D to play chicken because they can tie more people to the stinker that is Alvin Bragg if he tries to drag Trump back. Okay. I don't mind the thought at all. It's actually a really cool thought. It would be really cool if we all woke up tomorrow morning and Trump and Heavy D are doing a joint press conference, and they're all out there, no, we're not going to go, and you can't have him, and things like that. It would be cool, but let's step into the real world. Let's go back into the real world. One, the GOP governors, including Ron DeSantis, they're all missing something that's really important right now. Really, really, really important. They just don't, either they don't see or they don't want to see why it's important. GOP governors right now should be directing their state law enforcement to change its mission. Remember, I believe it's 49 of the 50 states have some sort of state law enforcement. Here in Texas, we have the Rangers, right? But not everyone has a cool one like that. But either way, you have a state law enforcement arm.
And your state law enforcement arm will generally do state crime things. Obviously, this is an obvious point to make. GOP governors should be directing their state law enforcement arm now to reorient themselves with a new mission. Mission number one in red states across America for state police should be: your job is to protect our citizens from the federal government. That is your job. That should be what they're doing. They're not doing it. They will all be doing it in 20 years from now, and they'll all be all, oh, man, I can't believe we're so far behind. If only we'd seen this coming. And then you'll be all, didn't you listen to the Oracle like I did back in the day? He told you it was coming. Anyway, they're all failing at this. That's what they should be doing, but none of them are doing it. So let's set that aside for a moment. Let's deal with not your feelings or my feelings on this crap arrest and all the other stuff. Let's deal with the politics of it. We're going to set all emotion aside for a moment. Let's just deal with politically how this works. For Trump, do keep this in mind, especially if you're a Trump fan. This arrest, while it's horrible for the country, terrible for the country, sets a terrible precedent. As I've said yesterday, it's only the beginning. This arrest is outstanding for Donald Trump. Do you know what drives so many people to vote? I will tell you, it's one of the main reasons I ever vote. You know what drives people to vote? Spite. I very rarely have actually ever voted for someone who excited me. I vote because I despise at least one of the two candidates, and I want to hurt their political career, so I go vote against them. You have any idea, if you're out there right now with your MAGA hat on, you have any idea how wonderful politically it is for Donald Trump to be arrested in New York? You know how many Republicans are going to vote for him in the primary now just out of spite for that kind of lawfare? So that's what one, this is a political win for Trump. Now, when Trump, who's in a primary with Heavy D, and let me pause on this for a quick second. You know, I don't mind what you email me. I don't care about your death threats or your hate or I'm Jesse, I'm never listening. I don't, none of that bothers me. But there are some things that I want to stop. Please stop emailing me. Ron DeSantis isn't even running. Yes, he is. I've told you forever that he's running. I told you when he formed his campaign team. He's running a campaign without running a campaign because it shields him from criticism and allows him to be a governor. And it's not something I'm guessing. This isn't me trying to do the stupid Oracle thing. I'm telling you things I know. Don't ever send me another email that says he's not even running. Yes, he is. Stop. I'm not guessing. He is running. All right, now that aside. So Trump and Heavy D are in a primary. They're at each other's throats, and it's going to get worse from here. You say they should join together, but Trump, remember, this is a political win for Trump. It would be an idiotic move for Trump to try to share that political win with Heavy D. He doesn't need a joint press conference. This isn't a win for Ron DeSantis. This is a win for Donald Trump. You don't share that. Not in a primary. I'm not sharing squat, especially with my enemy. And as far as Heavy D goes, I already told you he stepped in it by making a statement at all about the whole thing. He should have just ignored it. But Heavy D, Trump's out there today accusing him of being a pedophile online. Pretty much said he hangs out and parties with underage girls. Do you think Heavy D is going to risk any political capital protecting the guy who called him a meatball and said he's a pedophile? And I'm not blaming Trump for that. That's a bloody primary. That's the way it's going to go. Heavy D's not going to waste political capital on that, and he shouldn't. They're both in it to win a primary. So that dream you have, or I have, and I admit it would be really cool of those two joining together for a joint presser, and we're going to stand against New York. That sounds really cool. It would never happen. Team Trump, I know they don't want you to believe this. They're doing backflips about this indictment. I think Trump is in the driver's seat to win the primary anyway. I've been very honest about that. There's a chance this indictment might have sealed it for him. It's that big of a deal. He's going to run on this. Team Trump, they're ecstatic. He's about to be mugshotted next week. Ecstatic. You have any idea? Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Not that it's really far-fetched. Do you have any idea how many fundraising emails Team Trump and Trump's PACs are going to send out because of this arrest and indictment? It's going to fill up his campaign coffers with it. It's brilliant for him. On the other side of it, Team DeSantis it's not good for them. It's not. Because it's so good for Trump. It's not that it makes DeSantis look bad. None of that. It doesn't make DeSantis look bad. That'll all be his end or not end in this will all be forgotten in a month or two. That's just insiders like us. That's the stuff we talk about. But when the other guy has a gigantic boost to him, that hurts. They're not going to join together. They're competing with each other. You are mindful of, always keep this in mind. And this is hard to remember when you have a political candidate you love. Doesn't make you stupid. It's just love gives you blinders, right? You can never be truly honest about your kid. I can't be honest about my sons. They're my sons. I love them. If one of them screws up, I was probably his friend. His friend was probably an idiot. So love does that. If you're on one of the teams, you love your country, and that's probably why you're on the team. This guy's best for the country, and that's why I'm on Team Trump. That's why I'm on Team DeSantis. But because love of country is the underlying reason you're there, you have these dreams of this Trump DeSantis coalition. Why can't they just join together and Trump is president and then DeSantis is VP and then 2028 DeSantis will take over and everything's perfect. Come on now. They're both gigantic ego-driven men like all important men are, and they both want to be the Republican nominee for president, and they're going to fight about it. And I can't believe I got through that whole thing without getting to the people who pooped at the Hillary Clinton show. I am going to open with that next. Then we'll get to more of these emails and things like that. Now, speaking of digestive issues, has anyone asked, was it a human who pooped at the Hillary Clinton thing? Because hear me out here. What if it was a dog? People are thinking this is some kind of right-wing protest. What if it's a dog in need of rough greens? Because my dog, Fred, had digestive issues every single time he ate a meal. And I mean every time. I'm sure it's his anxiety because I have the only dog in the world with anxiety. He doesn't ever have them anymore. I don't remember the last time I had to clean up after Fred. It's amazing. Your dog needs real nutrition. He's not getting it in his food. Pour rough greens on his food, all natural, digestive enzymes, probiotics, vitamins, minerals. Watch your dog come alive. Watch what happens when your dog gets real nutrition. Free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I forgot to bring up that I screwed up a history thing yesterday. I screwed it up and I got called out on it. Remember, you're allowed to do that, obviously. Being a World War II historian, this is the email. I'm surprised you think that the Great Marianas Turkey Shoot and the Battle of Leyte Gulf are the same. The Turkey Shoot and the Battle of the Philippine Sea occurred at almost the same time in June 1944. Leyte Gulf took place 4 months later in October. Since Leyte Gulf is in the Philippines, I can see how you'd get this confused. But, oh, great Oracle, you're wrong in this case. Look, thank you. Says I can say his name. His name is Brian. Up yours, Brian. Don't correct me on my show. It's the Jesse Kelly Show here. Headline, someone took a dump in the aisle while Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton watched a Broadway show. Now, I'm not going to spend too long on this, but I do think it's important we tackle the important issues of the day. When I see people do things like this in public, and anyone who spends any amount of time in New York City or LA or San Francisco has seen people drop the kids off at the pool in public. Everyone has seen this. Is there no wiping? Now, hear me out here. I understand that there's a lot of mental illness out there, and at some time, hey, look, I've had dysentery twice. Actually, that's not true. I had dysentery once and Giardia once. So I've had a severe parasite twice. Near death, actually. Oh, I understand what it's like to really, really have to go. But are you ever concerned with the wiping portion of it? Or are these people just walking around with fire butt at all times? I don't understand it. You know what? We're going to move on. I think about this every time I'm in New York City and I see, oh, look, more poop. And I think to myself, I don't see anything. I don't see any toilet paper that's around here. You know what? Let's move on to some emails. Hi, Oracle. Listening to your Trump rant yesterday, I wondered, do you know for a fact Trump has done nothing for the January 6th prisoners? Trump is known for doing kind deeds without telling anyone. Okay, I'm not going to rehash everything I said yesterday, but I will say this. Yes, I know. In fact, I had their people reach out to me. In fact, well, I won't go into all the details of it. Yes, I know. I'm not guessing. Yes, I know. Again, I'm not saying Trump had some obligation to help the January 6th prisoners. I'm not saying that at all. I'm really not. It would be nice, being as how they're all his biggest fans, and they're being locked up as a way to get to him. But all I was saying was, don't call for more prisoners. You never helped the last ones. They just got left there high and dry. That's all I was saying. Jesse, with all this talk of bank crashes and hard times, I think your audience will be served well to know the best ways to dress up a frozen pizza. I always put extra cheese on my frozen pizza. A lot of people don't know this, but you can put the extra cheese on it right when you're dropping the frozen pizza in there, and it melts just fine along with everything else. If not, it adds to it. Now, I did get the stink eye in the house the other day. It's a long story, but we had been out and about, and I didn't feel like doing anything for lunch. So I thought, well, frozen pizza time, baby. I looked, and there was none in any of the freezers, but we have a deep freezer in the garage that we've kind of decommissioned. It was one of those little deep freezers, but once we had that steer slaughtered because beef was so expensive, we got a bigger one, so we kind of emptied the lower one. Well, I was desperate, so I went and looked in the lower one, and it turns out in the bottom of the lower one, underneath some ice, underneath a little bit of ice, there was a frozen pizza in there. What kind? I'm glad you asked. I have no idea, because it wasn't a frozen pizza box. It was just a frozen pizza that still had the plastic wrap. So someone somewhere took it out of the box and I pulled it. So I take it inside to make a little healthy lunch for me and the boys. I take the plastic off and I'm pulling the frozen pizza out. And there were some significant sized ice chunkies on there. As I'm removing them, I'm not some savage who's going to cook it with the ice crusties on there. As I'm removing them and putting them in the sink, I look over and the wife's just standing there staring at me across the house, aghast that I would do such a thing. I took the ice off, as I already tried to explain. Russian Su-35 fighter jet intercepts two U.S. B-52 bombers. Does it seem like we are getting into military skirmishes more and more and more with Russia now? If it doesn't seem that way, well, you haven't been paying attention. This stuff is officially in the realm of making me nervous now, because I believe Russia and Xi Jinping are now allies to the bone, because they believe if they join together, they will be able to conquer the world. It does give me a... doesn't make me feel good to know that Venezuela's in that as well. Venezuela's just south of us. Now we have Iran. Looks like they're getting together with Saudi Arabia. The major powers of the world, many of the major powers of the world, they're not drifting our way. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jesse. I wish we had leadership that was all over this. Well, good news, we do. I have a clip. You ready to feel better about everything? I have a clip from today, a clip you probably haven't heard yet, and it's going to make you feel better about America's foreign policy. You may have thought that we've lost our way. You're sorely mistaken. I'll play that clip for you in a second. Before I play that clip, it might be a good idea. Well, you know what? Here, I'll let the headline speak for itself. You know all the chicken shortages and eggs and things like that. Well, let's combine that with... headline, this is from the Epic Times. U.S. cattle inventory forecast falls to the lowest level in nearly a decade. The cows are going away. The chickens are going away. We're used to food being there all the time, but the truth is the food won't be there all the time. There is going to come a time, whether it's a year from now or 100 years from now, when we walk in grocery stores and the shelves are empty. It's the way empires go. Do you have your emergency three-month food kit from My Patriot Supply? Or are you going to wait till we're in the middle of the Great Depression to pick one of those up? Everyone in your home needs one. You can save $200 off each kit right now. So if you got to buy two, that's nice. $200 off each kit. If you got to buy four, that's really nice. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, all right? MyPatriotSupply.com. Shipping's free. They ship it anonymously. Keep it that way. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm sorry I scared you going into that break about America's foreign policy and this huge alliance of these other nations. We have nuclear powers, enemies of ours joining together against us. And I made it sound like America has lost its way and there's nobody there trying to figure things out. Look, John Kirby got up there today and he laid out America's foreign policy pretty well. I think we're doing fine around here.
And then President Biden has been nothing but consistent about his belief, foundational belief in human rights, and LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We, again, back to the earlier question, are never going to shy away, be bashful about speaking up for those rights and for individuals to live as they deem fit, as they want to live. And that's something that's a core part of our foreign policy, and it will remain so. And then,
people worried about our foreign policy. I think we're on the right track, all right? And look, I don't know why there's so much outrage about something like that. Like we've talked about before, nations have religions. And your entire nation, every part of your culture, will orbit around your religion. That's the way it works. So if you live in a small tribe or a major empire, whatever the religion is of the nation, the entertainment will orbit around it. Your foreign policy will orbit around it. Major corporations will orbit around the religion of your government. You'll make your laws orbiting around the religion of the nation. Well, I think a lot of people on the right get confused or angry because they don't understand that we have a new religion. We were a Christian nation that was founded by Christians, of course on religious freedom, but we were founded by Christians. And that's why so much of our culture for so long orbited around Christianity. It's why the founders talked about God and why there was 10 commandments in every school and courthouse and why Hollywood would put out movies like the 10 commandments. Chris, you probably watched it. It had Moses in it and you understand. But now, what movies are out this weekend? What laws have passed recently through Congress? Let me look for the, hang on, give me a second. Just looking through my list here. What are the Christian laws that have passed through Congress? That's weird. I don't see any of those. I do see the gay marriage bill, but maybe my list isn't up to date. Maybe I just don't see the new Christian laws that were passed. Okay, so let's set that aside. Your favorite football team, basketball team, hockey team now. Do you remember when they had Christian night the other night? And everyone came out with like a cross on their jersey? Do you remember that? Oh, you didn't see that? That's weird. I didn't see that either. I did see Rainbow Night, where everyone had to wear a rainbow jersey. So you still think we're a Christian nation? We have a new religion. Of course, that's going to be part of our foreign policy. Part of Israel's foreign policy is mindful of Judaism and Jews. Part of Saudi Arabia's foreign policy, they're mindful of their brand of Islam. That's why them and Iran have been at each other's throats, because one's Shiite and one's Sunni, and they don't get along. And part of the reason they don't get along, part of their foreign policy is shaped by the religion of their nation. And their nation, their entertainment, every part of their nation orbits around that. You don't live in the same country your dad did. You live in the U.S. of gay. Of course, that's going to influence our foreign policy as well. It's the national religion. Oracle, first, I'd like to thank you for not... You know what? It's nice to have an appreciation from people, Chris. It's nice when people show appreciation. This guy says, Oracle, first, I'd like to thank you for not shamelessly pushing the book you wrote, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. I'm well aware you can buy it at jessekellybook.com. It's so refreshing not to hear about the Anti-Communist Manifesto over and over, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com. Thank you, Chris. I like that people have appreciation for that. Anyway, he goes on to say, I've not heard anything from you about Vivek Ramaswamy. You say go earn my vote. Well, he's used the word literally because he knows I hate it. He is literally saying everything you lay out to earn that vote. What am I missing? Listen, thank you. Okay, well, I obviously have heard of this guy. I admit I don't know anything about him. I don't know anything about his background. I have seen some things sent to me from people about his takes on COVID and lockdowns early on that don't sound like they would align with me. But do you remember why I told you? Remember when Nikki Haley came out and announced she was running for president? And you remember I told you I was against that? And do you remember I told you why I was against her? I'd stand against her. I stand against her because she caved to the rage mob back when she was governor. And one of the essentials for me going forward is that you understand, if you're on the right and you want to represent me, you want to serve me, you want to lead me, I need you to understand what you're dealing with. And when you cave to the communist street mob, what it really tells me is that you don't understand at all what you're dealing with and who you're dealing with and what these people want. I told you that's why I didn't stand with her. Glenn Beck, who is somebody I obviously admire a lot, had on Vivek. I'm sorry if I'm saying his name wrong, but it's a foreign name and I'm an American and I don't know how to say anything foreign. But Vivek, whatever his name is, he sat down with Glenn and I heard this. And, well, it probably won't be a turnoff to you. It was to me, though. Here he was.
I think that most Americans believe in these basic ideals, the ones you and I just talked about, from self-governance to free speech to merit and so on. Most Americans, not all of them, most of them agree on these ideals. And most of them, even further than that, I think deeply believe and think that their neighbors and their colleagues
are good
and their classmates are good and believe these things to be true also. Mm-hmm. But they can't be quite sure anymore because you're not allowed to talk about it in the open.
Correct.
Most Americans believe in free speech. Most Americans believe their fellow Americans are good. We share these ideals with most Americans. Are you kidding me? Is that some kind of a joke? No, don't get me wrong. I wish that was true. Oh my gosh, do I wish that was true. That sounds wonderful to me. Listen, darkness does not coexist with light. It doesn't merge with light. One of the two will win. This is not 1960 anymore. You do not share a country with people who want to coexist with you, with people who believe in your freedom of speech, living, driving, anything. You share a country now with a bunch of freaking monsters, and you will conquer them or they will conquer you. There's not a third direction. I find statements like this to be the biggest turnoff in the world. I'm going to elaborate on this a little bit more in just a second. Golly. Hey, let's do something good before we get to that. Let's do something good. Let's give to widows and orphans. Seems I did read somewhere that that's what we're supposed to do, right? Care for widows and orphans. Does that ring any bells to you? Well, when you don't come back from Afghanistan or Iraq, you get a nice little write-up in the local paper, and friends and family will gather around you for a little while, help you pack and move. They'll come to the funeral, but 6 months later, a year later, they're all gone and the fanfare's over and dad's still not there. I love that Tunnel to Towers comes alongside these widows and orphans, and they help in ways that last. You know what it means to a widow, a scared widow, scared young family, to not have to worry about a mortgage anymore? Have Tunnel to Towers pay that off? You know what it means to catastrophically injured veterans to have Tunnel to Towers build them a smart home so they can have some quality of life? Tunnel to Towers is out there doing the Lord's work. Go to T2T.org. They ask for $11, $11 a month. T2T.org. Give now.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, look, I'll play it again. I know this sounds nice. Maybe you nodded along. Maybe you said, oh, I want that too. But, man, I don't. And I don't want anyone who believes this.
I think that most Americans believe in these basic ideals, the ones you and I just talked about, from self-governance to free speech to merit and so on. Most Americans, not all of them, most of them agree on these ideals. And most of them, even further than that, I think deeply believe and think that their neighbors and their colleagues
are good
and their classmates are good and believe these things to be true also.
59% of Democrats polled in this country thought you deserved to lose your job if you didn't take the COVID vaccine. But, most Americans believe that's insane. That's not true. And here's the thing. It's not that I think this makes him a bad guy. I don't know anything about him. He's probably a very good guy. But if that's how you are going to approach the job of the presidency or senator or governor or anything like that, as if we're not understanding each other. We all kind of want the same thing, guys. Then you're not ready for the fight we're in. That's all there is to it. You're not. That's not true. What you said at all. Anyway, and even if it was true, most Americans, That doesn't matter at all. That goes back to the huge failure the right has made for my entire life. They think popularity matters, or majority matters, or plurality matters. None of those things matter at all. Power is what matters, and the communist has always understood that. Go, fill up your town with red people. Have 95% of your town be Republican. You know why there's still a child drag show? Because you gave up critical seats of power to the communist, and he understood, I don't need numbers, I need power. You can have the whole Republican town, I'll go become the city manager, and I'll spread that Sodom and Gomorrah filth everywhere I feel like it. It's crazy that we still think like that, and I'll tell you something else. That mindset, that hey, we all kind of want the same things, that was planted in the right by the left. Look, if you and I are getting ready to get in a knife fight, you got a knife right here, you got a knife, you're about to come in the studio. What kind of mentality do I want you to have as you walk in here and we're getting ready to have a knife fight? Do I want you to think this is a life or death fight? I kill him or he's going to carve my heart out of my chest and hold it over me and eat it? Or do I want you to think, oh, I know we have knives, but hey, it's kind of friendly, and look, we all just kind of want to have a little bit of fun here. I would die for you to come through that door thinking, well, it's just going to be a funsie knife fight, just a little bit back and forth, and we'll have funsies. The left has done this to the right forever. Oh, hey, we all want the same things. And you know where you see this? You know, I bet you've seen it like this. You know, are you voted for this campaign we've been on? Which I hope you're still continuing, by the way. For you new listeners, remember, when your Democrat voting friend, coworker, relative complains about something that's a direct result of Democrat policies, it's important that we stop being nice and start informing them you voted for this. No more coddling. No more mommy time. America needs a dad. And it's up to you and it's up to me. You voted for it. You voted for it. You voted for it. Have you noticed how often they back away when that happens? Oftentimes it's immediate. They shrivel up. Why? Well, because these people have operated, the left has operated for my entire life in this nation as the aggressor, even in just conversation. It's why they don't seem to have any sense of decorum. They've never been put in check. We've always been polite. We've always been nice about it. We've always just, well, let's not ruin Thanksgiving. It's just Aunt Peggy. We all know how she is. And therefore, Aunt Peggy has never learned her place. Now, she's a rabid Wolverine who thinks she can walk in any family gathering and just run her stupid communist mouth through, and no one will ever do anything. Which is why when you step up and say, you voted for it, enjoy it, Aunt Peggy goes slinking out back to drink more boxed wine. Because Aunt Peggy had no idea that she wasn't the only person with conviction. She's lived her entire life being the only aggressor in every conversation. She just got introduced to a new one. Now she shrivels up. The left has thrived for years on the, quote, niceness of the right. Oh, be nice. Oh, it's Aunt Peggy. Well, we got to turn the other cheek. Be nice, guys. We just have to love everyone. We got this crap actually in church on Sunday. I'm thinking about leaving. Look, just love everybody. Stop listening to people who divide. Just love everyone. Barf. No. It's time to step up and fight for your culture. They're cutting off your boys' penises. I think now's the time to dig in and say no. I think now's the time when niceness gets set aside. And now's definitely the time to set aside this childlike notion that we're all just, hey, we all agree, right? I mean, you love America. I love America. I mean, everyone loves America.
I think that most Americans believe in these basic ideals, the ones you and I just talked about, from self-governance to free speech to merit and so on. Most Americans, not all of them, most of them agree on these ideals. And most of them, even further than that, I think deeply believe and think that their neighbors and their colleagues
are good
and their classmates are good and believe these things to be true also. Mm-hmm. But they can't be quite sure anymore because you're not allowed to talk about it in the open.
Correct.
the President of the United States of America gave a primetime address with two Marines standing behind him in the dark, backlit by red light, informing the entire country that the other side are a bunch of dangerous white supremacist Nazis who are a danger to democracy. Democrats, when polled after the Donald Trump election of 2020 and asked what their biggest issue in the country was, they said it was white supremacy that doesn't exist in any organized form at all. This is the press secretary of the White House.
Everything that we have seen since June, when Roe v. Wade was taken away from women, puts women's lives in danger. And now we're seeing anti-abortion legislation across the country. Again, dangerous to the health of women.
Do you know if you watch a 13-week-old baby in its mother's womb as they attempt an abortion, you will actually see the baby attempting to physically escape the tools they're using? Don't tell me to heal with those people. And don't tell me they want to heal with me. It's a battle. Game on. To the victor go the spoils. You ready for that? Got your chalk male vitality stack flowing through your veins? Because you're going to need it. Because there's victory or there's... Oh, gosh, you don't even want to know what defeat means. Ladies, you ready? Got a female vitality stack? You ready to go? Chalk has them 35% off. But I don't want you to stop at those two things. I want you to go look at Chalk's website. Go look at their endless natural herbal supplements of the highest quality. No more big pharma. Let's keep that crap out of our bodies as much as possible. Let's focus on natural herbal supplements. Focus on Chalk, all right? CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription of anything. And for the lifetime of the subscription, the lifetime of it. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. If you don't like it, cancel it. You will like it. 90 days with that stack in your body. Tell me how you feel. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.